ABC Radio Australia.
A long way from the Pacific, there have been big celebrations in Cape Verde over the last few days after they became the second smallest country ever to qualify for the FIFA Men's World Cup. But there is a country even smaller than the African island nation that will be playing the World Cup football in just a few days' time, and that's Samoa. They'll make their debut at the Under-17 Women's World Cup in Morocco at 5 a.m. Apia time on Monday morning when they take on France. And with Samoa already qualified for the 2026 World Cup as well, coach Juan Cheng Urrea says some of his players will still be young enough to play in that tournament too.
We have girls there that can play even in three World Cups, if that's the case. It doesn't really matter if you're an 08 or an 010 or 011. You know, if you gel within the team, if you know, competent, cognitive, and then if you mix well with the team, then that's all we need. You know, that's how we pick the team. It's not an easy task based now that we have two full squads. But yeah, we narrow it down. We don't really see it as a problem. For us, it was more as a blessing that we had that opportunity to pick from two different squads that have qualified for the World Cup. But like I said, not an easy task. You know, it's never a perfect world, but we do have our filters. And luckily, we did have quite a few camps this year. We went to the US twice. We had a camp in Samoa. We had a tournament in Samoa. And now we're here. So we just utilize objective data to finalize the squad.
Have you, though, been put in a position where you've had to leave some players out who would only be able to take part in this World Cup because they'll be overage next time?
We definitely did. We definitely did. But yeah, I mean, that's just a decision that we took. But we don't really see it as an age. You know, if you're 2008, then you take priority over a 2010. For us, it's more about who's connected with the team, who's dealing with the team, who's doing this, who's being a constant within our team. And oh, there's a lot of variables within our staff. We cut it a 7-step filter that we go through in order to make a final decision. But yeah, there were some 2008s. Yes, absolutely. But also, there were some 2010s that we also left out. So never an easy task.
And the players that are going to be at the World Cup, are there any from Samoa itself or are they all from the diaspora?
That's a good question. I always say if you're eligible to represent Samoa, then you are Samoan. You are just Samoan playing overseas. Based in Samoa, yes, one of our goalkeepers moved to Auckland a couple of weeks ago just because of family, but she grew up in Samoa. She's been our starting goalie over the past two World Cup qualifiers, and we understand the goalkeeper is a key part of our Under-17 women's team. So yeah, she's a constant for us. She plays for Lepea in Samoa. And then the other girls, they do play overseas, the majority in the US, but hopefully this is a good way for the girls to ignite or to keep igniting that fire of soccer in Samoa. We have seen a lot of growth over the last year.
The fact that you have a number of players in your squad who would be eligible to go to next year's World Cup as well, will that play a significant role in their mindset, if you like? In other words, they have an opportunity at this tournament to demonstrate that they can play on the world stage, to impress you and say, we want to be here next year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we saw that also with the recent Under-16 qualifiers. We returned 12 players from the previous World Cup qualifiers. So for us, you know, like build like a blueprint for the girls has been really helpful, not only for us as a team, but also most important for them as players just to grow. And I think, like you said, this World Cup will be an amazing chance for them to demonstrate what they can do, not for to show us, but also to show them and to showcase their last name, their village in Samoa, and also to make Samoa proud.
Let's look at what lies ahead for your players. Matches against France, against Nigeria, against Canada. A couple of years ago, nobody would ever thought that Samoa would be in a position to play teams like that.
I told FIFA the other day that it is a fairy tale for us, but to be honest, we've been working for it. You know, we've been working for it in order to qualify, not once, but twice. So we are as ready as we can be. We always say that we have to have peace within ourselves, that we're doing everything we can with what we have in order to be ready. So that is the definition of being at peace. And we always tell that to the girls. You know, it could look like a David versus Goliath, you know, but we're not going to hide. We're not going to run away. We're going to stand tall. We might be the smallest nation ever to play in a FIFA World Cup, male or woman. But we do have the biggest heart, and hopefully we can show that. Everyone loves an underdog story. So why not us?